This is KERA News. I'm Stella Chavez. When it comes to state-by-state education rankings, Texas often lands near the bottom. Yet numbers released this week by the National Center for Education Statistics showed Texas at the top of the class in graduation rates for Black and Latino high school students, and it's tied for second in the overall graduation rate. But this year's numbers have sparked a familiar debate. When the high school graduation rates came out last month, there were, as usual, many skeptics. Bill Hammond with the Texas Association of Businesses thinks the data is being manipulated.
To me, it's very unfortunate because, you know, the schools are getting the good housekeeping seal of approval from the agencies at the time when they are simply not producing the kind of results that we're going to need to keep Texas competitive into the 21st century.
In the latest data, the nation's graduation rate hit an all-time high of 81%. In Texas, it's 88%, just below Iowa and the same as Nebraska, New Jersey, North Dakota, and Wisconsin. Critics like Hammond say the problem is that many kids are being counted as high school graduates who actually shouldn't be. Dieta Culbertson is with the Texas Education Agency. She explains some of the history behind this.
Graduation rates always looked at students who completed all of the requirements they needed to get a high school diploma, including passing their coursework and any exit level assessments that the state required. What changed was our dropout definition.
Culbertson says a decade ago, the state changed the definition of a dropout to more closely match the federal definition. Critics say the big problem is the number of loopholes. Bob Sanborn of the nonprofit Children at Risk says some kids end up going to what he calls diploma mills or unaccredited schools, or they're listed as leaving school for other reasons.
Kids that are said to be leaving for another country, kids that are said to be leaving for another state, when indeed there's actually no documentation there. So those numbers being measured are problematic.
Jerry Thomas, who's the dean of the College of Education at the University of North Texas, has a different take, and he scoffs at the criticism.
Yeah, I find it kind of interesting that when Texas is at the bottom of something, as we have been with data on preschool children, people seem really unhappy in what's going on. But then when Texas is at the top of something, we say, well, how can that be?
Thomas says a question that always gets asked is about college readiness.
In some sense, we're asking the wrong question. We say, are these kids all ready for college? Well, the intent is not to prepare all these kids for college. 30% of these kids are going to college, and what about the other 70%?
He says employers should be asked if the students who are graduating are work ready. Stella Chavez, KERA News.